Rise and Shine, St. Louis. It's the Ryan Kelly Morning After with Tim McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, and Doug Vaughn. It's time to start your day off right. Now, here's Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on the all-new 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
7:04 in St. Louis, you are listening to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. The all-new 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Timothy Michael McKernan, Jimmy the Cat Hayes, Douglas Elvin Vaughn with you on the radio program, the Plow Iggy Hawk. Plow Monster Hawk? Plow Iggy Monster? Nurse? Nancy?
Fine gentleman.
Thank you. Are here in the Gateway Buick GMC Studios as well. Doug, you wanted to know what was on the show today.
What do we got today?
Gabby Armin, publisher at PowerMizzou.com. Brought to you by Bud Light, the official beer with Ryan Kelly, Morning After. And Terry Ake on the Blues, beating the Flames on Saturday. And get a chance to see him again tomorrow night at the Scott Trade Center. The former Blues Center and alumni director will be with us at 9:15. Your emails are welcome, the morning after at InsideSTL.com. And for our email of the day today, perhaps people are going to ratchet up their games because we have two tickets to the Blues and Flames on Tuesday night.
No.
And we did wind up giving away those tickets that generous executive Mike Caruso donated for our Backstoppers fundraiser along with Sparing Middle School. And Doug, we just did it via the fan page, which you of course are not a member of.
No,
but we raised $600.
Nice.
With those tickets.
Well, that's a good deal.
So the fan page comes through again. Thank you, fan page. You're the best.
Who wound up getting them? Who wound up getting them? Anybody we know?
His name on the fan pin is Kenny Edward.
Oh, Kenny Edwards. Okay.
Cat just gave me a hot take, pal. You know
that's
what I'm
gonna
do?
For Kenny.
All right. Thank you, Kenny Edwards. Enjoy the game tomorrow night. Maybe Brian Elliott will be between the pipes.
Oh, you mean Cadell's?
Yeah. I think he will, Doug. I was disappointed he wasn't there on Saturday.
Well, he's had a really rough start.
Yeah, what makes you say that? I want him in there.
He's given up 14 goals in the first three games he's been between the pipes.
That leads the league, though, if you're about at a 5 GA.
Well, that'd be one of the worst, and that would get you benched even in the
Why
first
couple
weeks.
Why do you hate Elliott, man?
I don't. I like
you're
him
saying
a lot.
That he's done just because he had a couple of rough ones. How dare you?
Well, he did get benched there for a couple games.
How dare you?
I hope he's back.
Mm-mm.
Well, yeah, I do. I kind of hope he plays well. Maybe not tomorrow night, if he plays.
Doug, were you in Columbia this weekend?
I was in Columbia this weekend, yes.
Big game, a nice win for Missouri. Puts them on pace to get to a bowl game.
Well, they got clipped.
Excuse me?
They got clipped.
I don't understand.
They lost this one.
They played Middle Tennessee, so they
had to. Yeah, they played a heck of a game. If you can just get close to Middle Tennessee State, if you can keep it within a touchdown, I think it's a moral victory.
Missouri, good football teams. Those college teams are good, huh?
Well, mm-hmm.
What are you
going to
do this year? I think pretty good stuff, huh?
Oh, the program has been turned back to the Woody Widenhofer, Bob Stahl days, where they just look hapless. It just looks like they got nothing.
But
it's a shame because someone like me can't really get back into the NFL yet because of the Rams, so I can't really enjoy that. So I was like, I'm going to be a Missouri fan. They play football, and I've watched a couple of their games, and it's disappointing.
Defense was supposed to be their strong suit.
Can't stop the run.
They hired a head coach who was this esteemed defensive coordinator, and that at least was going to keep them in the games. They were top 10 nationally in defense last year. What in the world happened?
Need a different scheme. They got to take care of gap responsibilities.
Yeah, well, tackle somebody sometime. That would help. My word. And the crowd just not into it at all right from the get-go.
70,000 strong.
They didn't have that many, no.
What?
No. I sat on the west side for a while with the sun at my back, and then we went over to the east side with the sun right in our face. You sit on that student section, I mean, you can't. The sun is, those late afternoon games, it is so right in your face, you can hardly see the field. And so that was about half empty.
How many times did you hear the words free dotum?
Oh, for the entire weekend or just at the game?
At the game.
At the game, probably 10. And for the weekend, maybe 50.
Ignore him.
You like that? Does it make you feel good?
No, I don't care for it.
What?
I don't care for it.
It's quite a movement.
It's a bad movement. It's all part of the dumbing down of America.
So this was another father-son dance weekend. You guys are having
a little homecoming.
Does it take away some of the excitement when you see the dads back-to-back weekends?
No. Any relationship that's new is exciting, Tim. Is that the answer you were looking for?
Now, let me ask you this, because I think our listeners have a question as they hear you speak about the social aspect of going to homecoming. The dad that had asked you to dance.
I didn't see him this go around.
Oh, I thought maybe you maybe bump into him and maybe say yes this time.
No, I didn't see him this go around. No.
Daddy's ready to bottom.
Tried to get into a few bars.
Couldn't get in.
No, you can't get in. At least on homecoming. After about 10, 10:30, you can't get in.
What do you mean? Just too crowded?
Just too crowded.
Really?
Lines 2 blocks long.
Hey, where'd you try to go?
2 blocks long.
Why'd he go hey, like it's urgent?
Oh, because I'm like a gangster.
We got 3 hours. Simmer down.
No, I'm a gangster.
And my youngest, Greg Vaughn, who goes there, and his girlfriend works at this new bar called My House. I think that's it. My House.
Oh, I think it's actually Mikasa.
No.
But the translations.
Oh, they spell the house H-A-U-S-S with umlauts.
We thought we would go there all along about 10:30 because we'd been at another bar. So a group said, okay, we'll go see Greg and his girlfriend at My House. Check out this new bar. See what it looks like. The people were arriving by the busloads. Kids were literally running to get to the front door. At one point, there had to be 200 people in the front door. The place is already shoulder to shoulder, so they can't move. And people are pushing to try to get in the front door. You couldn't have had a bigger rush to this bar if they were giving $1,000 to everyone who got in. It was.
What was going on in there, baby?
I don't know. I don't know.
The cat, what was going on in there?
That's when they decide to go out. Everybody decides to go out, I guess. 10:30, 11 o'clock. This is it.
Now everybody's excited about the win. They had to be.
No. This was Friday night. It was before the game.
Oh,
I think someone leaked that Doug Vaughn was going to be there.
No.
Yeah, that could have been it.
I'd never seen anything like it.
Or Drizzy.
They were lined up in all directions. We said, forget that. We'll go down to Harpo's. So we walk 8 or 10 blocks to Harpo's. There is a line 2 or 3 blocks long to get in. And it's $5, $10 to get in these places. So, forget that. We'll go to this other place. No, can't get in there either.
And who are you with?
I was with a whole group of parents there.
Just kids. Parents,
dads,
no
dads, yeah. Dads. Yeah, of course, dads, yeah.
Clip that off.
Of course, group of us, 6, 8, 10. You can't get into places. Cannot get in.
So you guys decided to make the parking lot a little dance floor?
There was no dancing, no. No. And my son's girlfriend, who does nothing but deliver the bottle service, she's not even old. You're allowed to work in the bar, but you can't, I guess you can't serve an open container. So she can go and deliver bottle service to the people. On Friday night alone, she made
$690. 69.
690 bucks she made on Friday
night.
Yeah, but
if you divide it by 10.
I don't think that's a compelling part of what he said. It's the sheer numbers of
can you imagine
690?
That? One night.
Doug, have you ever, what, does she have to wear like a...
That's about 150 grand a year if you can keep that going.
Does she have a miniskirt and stuff? Or I mean, is she...
Very cute girl.
Okay, so...
But I'm telling you, the place is so darn crowded that it's just, the money just flows like nothing you've ever seen before.
But I'm trying to help you get out of the business. If you did that Friday nights instead of working at the 4 or 5...
I suggested my son do that, you know, dress and drag or something, get hair extensions, something to bring in some money. He didn't go for it.
Boy, no wonder he's in therapy.
Mm-hmm. Can you imagine that one night of working in a bar?
No,
$690?
No, you just said something vile. So first, which son is this?
The wonderful Greg Vaughn.
Greg Vaughn, who can't pull the ball.
So Greg Vaughn is just trying to enjoy the weekend. And on one hand, Dad is telling him to cross-dress. And on the other, he looks over and Dad's dancing with another dad.
I didn't dance.
Can you imagine the damage that
was
done?
I don't dance.
Mm-mm. Hey, Tim, I heard you finally got to hang out with Paul when you guys played some golf the other day. Too bad he's really a terrible player. By the way, check your golf bag. I asked him to steal as much stuff as possible from you as memorabilia for me. Doug, that comes from Sean Mahoney's Deadeye.
Mm.
Who's Paul?
Paul from the wealthy part of West County?
No, different Paul. Paul who went
Paul Giamatti, an actor.
Oh, yeah. And he was in the movie Sideways.
He was.
But no, Paul is the one who, when I was in Las Vegas a few weeks ago, also came to Las Vegas and went to the restaurant that I like the most there.
Oh, yeah. I mean, ultra lemming. I mean, that's an ultra lemming. That goes beyond thorough lemming. This is, I will pay to get to Vegas. I will pay the hotel as long as I can do exactly what Tim is doing.
And you are on board with that?
Not really. I think it's kind of odd. And now he wanted to play golf with you, or just have anything that you might have in your golf bag?
I met Paul, I believe, for the first time, and I played golf with him.
Where'd you meet him? He just showed up where you were?
Jennings track. Do you like that track?
I don't like it at all.
No. Which is, of course, the Rock says Normandy, where we had our Lemmings Open.
I also don't like layout. It's a fabulous layout. I don't like that.
It is a nice layout.
Don't say layout or tracked. It's a golf course.
So I hadn't played it for years, and then played it the previous Friday for the Lemmings Open, and it was a beautiful day on Saturday. I knew I had a limited amount of time, and I wake up, you know, bright and early at 10, and I'm like, it's a beautiful day. I'd like to play some golf. And I put it on the, what's it called? The fan pin.
Mm-hmm.
And sure enough, within an hour,
you had a Lemmings foursome.
I had a foursome, including Paul, mm-hmm. the guy who went to Delmonico in Las Vegas,
yeah.
and Bubbles' buddy, Josh. Bubbles, of course, has the lesbian girlfriend, and that's why Bubbles is my hero.
So this guy, Paul, who probably monitors the fan page 24/7, hoping that you ask the fan pin at some point for a foursome,
right?
And he hit the lottery at that moment. And so he lived his dream.
I don't know if it was. I can't speak to that. I know that I played golf with Paul, yeah. who went to Delmonico in Las Vegas.
Sure,
wonderful restaurant.
Yeah.
I might go there this weekend, as a matter of fact. And then Bubbles, who has the lesbian girlfriend, which is, to me, the greatest accomplishment of all. And then Josh, who has a Jim Furyk-like swing. But the results speak for themselves. Ah, yes, they do.
And how do they speak? He hit the ball a ton, did he?
Just pretty solid. He's not like hitting it 290 or anything like that, but it's pretty consistently down the middle.
Now, did Paul pick up any pointers from you on how to behave, how to look a little cooler?
What do cools do on the course?
This is a fabulous Satter's bin to be playing golf. I can't wait till sun's
back. It was
back.
Just, you know what it was about? Fellowship.
Well, all I know is
I like to get to know the listeners. Doug, you shun the listeners.
Some of them, yeah.
But I like to get to know the listeners, especially listeners with lesbian girlfriends such as Bubbles.
Now, how is that going to help you?
Because it makes my synapses fire.
Because he tells you stories or he brings pictures or what?
I had to leave like on the 14th hole because I had an engagement that evening and it was and we weren't going to be able to finish the round. And I said to Bubbles as I was leaving, I said, I hope you have lesbians tonight. And he said, I hope so too. I hope you do as well.
Now, Bubbles wasn't a lesbian.
I don't think I am.
Bubbles was not a lesbian himself, was he?
No, it's Bubbles' girlfriend.
Wait, so...
Okay, but the girlfriend must have been bisexual, maybe, to be going out with Bubbles and another girl?
Yeah, I guess so.
So here's a foursome that became a threesome on the 15th.
Right.
After Tim left,
though. No, Paul left with me.
Well, of course he did. And he probably went to the same engagement. He hadn't planned to go there, but he thought it would be a cool thing to do.
Why did he have to leave?
I don't know.
He's just like, Tim's like, hey, guys, I got to go after the 14th. So do I, Tim.
Man, that's so
dark.
I. It's so cool to leave before the round is over. It shows you got other bigger things to do.
And then Bubbles and the other guy are like, what just happened? We played golf with Tim McKernan.
Wow.
And, Tim, you know what? You are a great person.
Okay, Bull. All right, Bull.
Well, this show ruined my Sunday because I go to Tyler's soccer game. And, you know, the parents, he's been playing in the same league with the same team for years now. And it's parents that I've known for years. And one of the dad comes up and goes, hey, Jim. Hey, suddenly I'm suspicious. How you doing? Why do you ask?
That's what he said to you. Mm.
Because of this show, planting seeds.
Yeah, but now we know that a lot of dads are on the down low at soccer games.
I had a few
pictures. Hey, how are you? Fine. Why do you care?
I had a couple pictures sent to me on Twitter, pictures of dads on the sidelines, apparently on the down low.
Hot.
I don't need to see it, frankly. I don't.
Kind of hot, though.
It isn't. There's nothing about it that's the least bit hot. Who goes to the kids' soccer game looking to get lucky?
I took my little fold-up chair, and I moved it away from everyone by myself.
You should have.
Then I thought, what am I doing? There's none of that going on here.
You've allowed this show to infect your mind.
Hey, Jim, great game, huh? Why do you say that?
Doug, you can text in 855-282-8255. 855-CUB-TALK is the number, both to text in and then also our appliance discounters phone lines. That's how you can get involved in the radio program. Plus, we have this, and we've already sold two-thirds of these things, so I guess this is going to be going quick. It's a new promotion we're doing here on 590 The Fan, KFNS, and InsideSTL.com. Doug, you can check out KFNS/InsideSTL Listener Rewards. Support the sponsors and save money with weekly limited release deals on the website. And this one is up right now. It is for Wildwood Pub and Grill. And I believe approximately two-thirds are already sold. We only are selling 100. It's a $50 gift certificate that you get for $25. Just like that.
Well, that's nice savings.
Yeah, so 50% off.
Food's good.
And you can buy up to four, and I guess we have 33, 34 left. And they have the golf simulators there in addition to this would go towards your food and your drink. It's Wildwood Pub and Grill, the Listener Rewards Program. And you can go to InsideSTL.com right now and make your purchase. We will be doing this each week with a new client. So get on board or die. I ad-libbed right there.
That's the alternative.
I don't know if that was a good ad-lib.
All right.
Honestly.
Yeah, be careful.
Tell them or do the official Irish whiskey, the Ryan Kelly Morning After. A lot of people enjoy having that, pouring themselves a glass. And boy, I bet they'll be doing that this Saturday for Missouri and Kentucky. That's a game that I think Vern Lundquist and Gary Danielson will have the call in 2:30.
Probably get a different one. They probably get a different one. Can you see Missouri beating anybody the rest of the way?
They're Missouri's favorite.
You can't be serious.
Yep. 4.5, dog. Didn't you watch the Middle Tennessee State game?
Yeah, I did, unfortunately.
I mean, they had a few issues with the run, but otherwise...
Vanderbilt beat Middle Tennessee by 23 points. Didn't have any trouble with them at all.
Yeah, but at that point, Middle Tennessee State didn't have buy-in. They do now.
Yeah.
That changes everything.
Yeah, they sure did.
Hey, the cat, the trick is to sit real close to the hot dads and make sure to wear loose-fitting shorts so you can show some bat wing.
Thanks.
Ah! Prince Joshua the Black Python.
No, that's
not the key.
Doug, now I see you're not going to suspend that guy, and that's as vile as it gets, but it wasn't directed at you.
That was a hint. That was a helpful hint.
Yeah, that was like a tip.
You're kind of a fraud.
No, there's a fine line. I know it when I hear it. Mm-hmm. I know suspension.
When they go, hey, Doug. That's when it's suspension.
This was a guy trying to help you.
Hey, Tim, if I could play golf with you, I'd make sure your balls are clean the entire round. That's from Tom Brodansky's Batwing. Batwing being the theme of the show. I don't have a kid, so I didn't have a soccer game to go to, but I did bang a dad. His name was Doug. It's from the White Collar Gangster.
Okay.
That's a good one.
That's suspension worthy.
It was just a scenario.
He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and his name is going into the Llewellyn's Pub suspension logule.
Ray, meet Prince Johnson, the Black Python.
Do we have to listen to this again?
Nice to meet you. How you doing?
Come here. Ray. Nice. Look at that.
Oh,
God. That's hot. Cuckold. And I love it.
Wonderful. Okay, Plowsing.
That's what you deserve, Doug.
The plow flame. Tim, what did you think of Paul? And did you discuss an MMF with his wife? Thanks. That's from Sean Mahoney's Deadeye.
No.
It's Sean Mahoney's Deadeye, Doug. You got to keep an eye on him.
What did you think of Paul? Tim, what did you think of Paul?
Who is this
Paul's
Paul?
A very nice guy.
Who is this Paul?
I guess he's a teacher.
Oh, Nora, that's even worse.
Why?
So he's around children and things.
Well, I don't think there's ever any accusations of Paul enjoying the company of younger folk.
Well, just the fact that he's an ultra-lemming, you know, that'll raise some eyebrows in the educational community.
Just because he came to Las Vegas when I was at Las Vegas and went to the restaurant that I love going to is a mere coincidence.
And then had to play golf with you and had to leave as soon as you had to leave. That's ultra-eliminating there.
Boy, that's unbelievable. He just happened to need to leave when you did.
Yeah. Does he try to dress like you?
I don't think so. I mean, my clothes are bought in the boys' department, so they're not for everybody.
Kind of hard to match that.
Does he call Saturday Sattersby?
Yeah, but I think don't most people?
No.
Okay.
No. How old a gentleman is he, Tim?
Cat, what would you say? He's about.
I'm going to say. 30? I'm going to say 29.
I don't know.
30? You know, being a thorough lemming will age you. It'll put the age on you.
Mm-hmm. Well, you try to look exactly the same age as Tim.
Hey, man, I'm 40.
Mm-hmm. All right.
That's sad.
Well, why don't you fellas take the show the rest of the way? I'm not going to be much good to you. I was up well into the evening mist last night attending to Lady Journalism. After midnight.
The show went on after midnight?
Yeah.
That's awesome.
Well, that's when it was over.
How much time were you allotted?
Half hour.
And who'd you have on?
We had on the Blues Weekly Show with Andy Strickland of Fox Sports Midwest.
And how did that go?
Oh, it went fine. It went well. But because the Patriots and the Steelers game ran very long.
Do you pre-tape it?
Only parts of it.
Oh, so it's mostly pre-taped. So you go on there and you go.
I didn't say mostly. I said parts.
Tuesday night should be exciting.
Well, it's not the fact that the work is
hard. Keith Kachuk's son is probably going to play, and so will Brian Elliott. So it should be exciting.
Yeah, we're going to get Walter on tomorrow. Wonder if Walter will come on.
I don't know. No, it's not that the work is necessarily difficult. It's that I'm still there.
It seemed like you were complaining a lot, though.
I just said, sucks. What time did you get home?
Not going to be much good to you.
What time do you get home, baby?
12:30-ish.
What time do you get to bed, baby? What time do you get to bed?
Oh, 12:35-ish.
She goes right to sleep. I do envy that about you.
I was up tossing and turning. 53% sleep rating last night.
What's your high?
Had 100% Saturday into Sunday.
Really?
Yeah, 100%. That's never happened before.
What does that mean?
Sounds like near death.
I don't know. I went to bed like at 1:15 and woke up at 9:45, which isn't that big of a deal. 8.5 hours of sleep. Woke up and watched them Rammies fight so hard in London.
Boy, that's depressing.
Yeah, I put all my bets in the night before, and they were all rooted in the over, and I kind of had a weird feeling that it wouldn't, but I'm like, I got to stick to what's usually happened in those London games where it goes over 75% of the time. But Case Keenum, 4 picks, including a lovely one right at the end of the game.
That wasn't his fault.
Boy, that was just quick. Inches. That's a game of inches.
They said there was an audible at the line, and Brian Quick didn't catch it, so he ran a different pattern.
Well,
but that pass, just in general, sucks. That's the stupidest play.
Wow, hot take alert.
It's the absolute stupidest play. We'll throw a fade in the end zone. We'll throw it up for grabs. We've driven all the way down the field, and now here at the end, we're just going to throw it up, jump ball.
So you like the fade?
I hate the play. I can't stand the play.
Why do you like the fade?
How often does it work?
6 times out of 6.
No, it doesn't. Let's just throw it up for grabs. How about that?
Work for Beckham. Work for Beckham.
Doriel Green.
The only way it might work is if your receivers were about 7-footers, which they should be anyway. Get good tall receivers. The D-backs are like 5'11", 6 foot. Give me a 7-foot receiver. Here you go. Alley-oop, got it. Gain of 8. It would work every time. They don't do it. Just going to keep throwing fades.
Seems like you're mad that the Rams win.
Let's just lob it up there. Let's see who gets it. Let's see who pulls that down. Stupid play.
I didn't even get a sweat out of yesterday because I had the over, like, I don't even know what it was, 46. Doesn't matter. I'm betting the over on London games. Nope. No sweat. No sweat whatsoever. So then I'm like, I'm not going to bet the rest of the day. And Las Vegas was super exposed on the Patriots and Steelers. Everybody on the Patriots. Everybody.
Yeah. Well, Steelers didn't have Big Ben.
But everybody on the Patriots, 7.5, and then they get a late touchdown. If I'm not mistaken, Blunt scored late, helped push you past 12 o'clock at KMOV, and they covered for them. I guess the other game that Las Vegas was exposed on, everybody was on the Vikings, and then, of course, saw what happened there.
Exciting game there between the Cardinals and the Seahawks late. Did you
mess? I actually did watch that.
You see the end of it with the kickers?
Two chip shots, missed.
Unbelievable. The NFL has really been hurt with their primetime games have been so bad and the ratings so low. Oh, boy, that's not going to help things.
Rob Lowe is a Hollywood elite. Tim, I know you've said for years you think he's cute.
Yeah, well, God, he's beautiful. He's not cute. He's beautiful.
He tweeted this. Note to the Rams front office. Now you play in entertainment capital of the world. We know bad performance as well. Make changes now in caps.
Nice. Hold them accountable.
You kind of ordered it.
When Rob Lowe's.
Like, we wouldn't know bad football here because, we don't live.
Well, they're the entertainment capital of the world, okay? So they know something about it.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be great if that whole project failed?
Yes, it would be, actually.
Wouldn't that be great? Like, they can't get out of their own way for a couple of years. No one goes to the games, and it becomes a financial burden.
That's the dream, sir. That's the dream.
I don't know how it could ever become a financial burden. Well, but I can see how they could be playing in front of a half-empty stadium, as they did here.
Well, that will become a financial burden. Not short-term, but if that continues. So hopefully the Rams will continue to ram, and people in L.A. will turn their backs.
You can give your thoughts by texting in 855-CUB-TALK or by calling in 855-CUB-TALK, the Appliance Discounters phone lines, the Appliance Discounters. Doug, guess what's going on at the Appliance Discounters? A huge sale on quality Bosch built-in appliances and dishwashers.
Sweet
action. For that creative touch in your kitchen, Bosch has a side-swing convection wall oven, induction cooktops that will heat quicker than gas, and steam ovens for healthy cooking. That's a good play. Finish that built-in kitchen with the quietest dishwasher in the industry. I could use that as well.
Mm-hmm.
I don't. I like do the dishes right before I go to bed because the dishwasher is a little.
You don't do the dishes, I hope.
I actually do.
You do the dishes.
I mean, I'm just like pressing a button, and I feel like that's okay.
Yeah, I wouldn't. So that's a bad precedent.
Yes, you're right. And Marie takes out the trash, though.
That's better.
Okay.
And she'll get up there and clean the gutters and everything, I'm hoping. Check on the shingles and make sure all those are in place.
Right. Isn't that the way that it usually works?
Yeah.
Shop at any one of our six locations or online at theappliancediscounters.com. Vinny Bonsignor, wrote in the L.A. Daily. Oh, I guess he's at the O.C. Register now, the Orange County Register. Who knew? He used to be at the L.A. Daily News. Jeff Fisher stood in front of reporters after another lost afternoon, another slew of mistakes and blown assignments and miscommunication and penalties and turnovers, and another dreadful loss by his Rams. In typical Fisher fashion, the Rams coach pointed plenty of fingers at his players and even his coaches, but never once did he point a finger at the main culprit, himself. And rather than talking about what he should do for the future of the Rams, turned the quarterback keys over to rookie Jared Goff. Doug, he was the number one pick.
I remember.
He insisted he will stick with Case Keenum. Selfishly so, because this is about Jeff Fisher, after all, not the big picture of the Rams. If it looked and sounded all too familiar, it's because it is. Jeff Fisher has become the master of ceremony of sorts at these events, and of deflecting blame and promising improvements and insisting the proper fixes will be made. Nearly five complete years into his Rams tenure, he's assumed the same position 40 times. And if you count the 17 years he spent in Houston and Tennessee, it's up to 160. That's an extraordinary amount of time to take the podium after coaching a team to another loss. In fact, it's five shy of the all-time record for losses in the NFL by a head coach.
He's going to get there this year.
That's too many for Fisher to still be employed by the Rams if we're really being honest about things. Wow, wow, wow. With the Rams making the move from St. Louis to L.A. and all the upheaval that came with it, they felt changing coaches probably added an additional challenge they didn't want to deal with. Just as importantly, after putting him through more than 12 months of uncertainty as the NFL entangled the Rams' return to L.A., at least we're acknowledging that, they felt they needed to do right by him. So they gave Fisher the chance to coach the final year of his contract and maybe, just maybe, turn things around and earn a new deal. So much for that. The extension should be out the window at this point, not just because the Rams lost their third straight game Sunday in a 17 loss to the Giants in London. It goes beyond one loss or a three-game losing streak. Something just isn't adding up, and it begins with the man in charge. It's time for the Rams to look in another direction at head coach. It's time for a new vibe, a new voice, a new philosophy, a new beginning. If you had the over-under at October 24th for the column calling for a head coaching change in Los Angeles, Doug, you just shipped the under.
And if you read between the lines, it sounds like they're trying to entice Barry Odom out to Los Angeles.
I get that, too. Dressed like bumblebees with the new uniform. Helps recruiting, obviously. Man, it's really worked.
Yeah. Because that's what the kids look for. Different uniforms every week to the point where we can't tell what our team is.
What were they wearing on Saturday? I didn't
all
even
black,
watch.
All black.
All black everything.
You didn't even watch?
No, I don't give a damn. It's a mess. I don't care. Bores me. Apathetic is what I am.
Doug, that Middle Tennessee State, like, I don't know much about them.
Rugged bunch.
No, but they looked really good. You know, figure at some point.
And they beat Vanderbilt by 20.
No, they got whooped. Got whooped by Vandy by 20. If you can't tackle anybody.
They couldn't tackle any. You know, Missouri would jump back ahead. You think, okay. There's another touchdown. And then at some point you thought Missouri would end up winning. Then it became clear in the third quarter that they weren't going to win that.
I think the thing that bothered me as much as anything, at halftime, I think the Tigers are down by about six, and about half the team put their head down and leisurely walked off the field. It took them 5 minutes to get off the field. Just head down, were beaten, and casually strolled off the field. That drove me crazy.
What did you
Wouldn't
do?
You think as a coach you'd be out there screaming for them to get their what butts kind of in the locker room?
What kind of thing should have been yelled at that point?
Come on, step it up! Get in the locker room! We got some things to fix! We've got some adjustments to make! You call that a half a football? Do I have to strap on my leather helmet and get down there on that field and cover somebody and maybe make a tackle my own self? Now get in the locker room! That's the kind of things that you say to a team that's just been whipped for two quarters, that has decided that they will put their head down and walk into the locker room.
Doug, I think you might be onto something. Because I feel inspired.
That drove me crazy.
Were you yelling?
There's a little something to hustle, acting like you care. And the crowd is out of it before the game ever starts. There's that hardcore base of alums that sit on the west side that are very much into it and really want to see him do well.
Actively posting on Tiger Board during the game.
Yeah. And then there's a whole chunk of the stadium that's just kind of there for the social event, taking pictures of themselves, not looking at the game, not reacting in any way at all. That's what's happened in 2 years.
Maybe scouting out a dad to ask to dance.
I didn't get that sense, no.
Missed opportunity.
Man, they went from playing for the SEC title, where everybody was talking about Mizzou football, couldn't get enough of it, to this. As bad, almost as bad as they ever were at any point in the last 20 years. Can you ever recall a time when you bring in a patsy for homecoming from Conference USA, just so a team willing to take the check, just so you can get a win in front of the homecoming crowd, and still lose?
It's a good brand of football in Conference
USA. It's not that good a brand. They're the fourth best team in the state of Tennessee.
What is their mascot or nickname?
Are you kidding me? The Blue Raiders.
Blue Raiders.
You've got to be kidding me. Really? Boy, you don't know pigskin.
Everyone's talking about the Blue Raiders.
Mm-hmm.
Doug's hot takes are driving me crazy. I'm rock hard on 270. That's the Crestwood Coyote.
Well, be careful out there. That's probably really crowded this time of day.
That's a weird reaction, too.
Yeah.
Just drive safely. Get to where you're going. Leave yourself a little extra time.
Mm-hmm.
The last two Rams home games are on Christmas Eve and New Year's Day. Hello, empty seats. That's from Steve in Wildwood.
Well, if Rob Lowe is already killing them.
Demanding change. It is hard to explain to a fan base how you traded five or six draft picks to move up to take the number one quarterback in the draft, and the quarterback you have isn't playing very well, and you still refuse to play this quarterback you drafted? It says either you completely botched the pick, or you're just stubborn.
Or they don't think he's ready.
Aaron Rodgers had a slow start last Thursday night, and the Packers stuck with him.
Yeah. He's not ready. Well, whose responsibility is it to get him ready?
Rob Lowe.
When was he drafted? April? He can't play a lick?
Just, Plowson, you know this. It's just adjusting to game speed. You know that.
Well, he adjusted,
especially for a young guy.
They had game speed.
You got to slow it down.
He played in the Big Ten. He played in the Pac 12. He played big time college football.
The National Football League is a different animal, Doug. You wouldn't know.
Now, when you say the entire name of the league,
because
it
I'm
kind
an
of
insider.
Restores my faith that maybe perhaps you do know pig.
It's a National Football League.
Okay, I get it.
Want them to win.
I don't. It's just what so much of the, what they do is just.
I felt
make
honestly,
any sense.
I felt dirty. I get up in the morning. I remember there's a game on. Oh, it's the Rams. Yeah. I'll watch. And then I honestly flash back to Demoff saying how playing home games in England is a good thing because
tourism
will be. I mean,
yes.
Honestly.
There's another
I mean, that's
you
what I
understand.
Thought about. And I felt dirty sitting there watching it. And then it was the same crap football that we've seen here. And I was like, why am I watching this?
They thought we were the stupidest bumpkins that they had ever encountered. Not only will you buy the fact that if we play a football game in London, Londoners by the tens of thousands will come to St. Louis's tours. They also felt they needed to give us the Rams rules to tell us how to cheer for a football game.
Well, it worked.
It didn't work. They left.
It's because our fans didn't embrace the Rams rules. Had right. they, it would
we
have
never,
been.
We never really understood the game much. Couldn't figure it out.
Clap it out. Slow
fans,
clap.
Fans, we want to have the loudest stadium in the NFL.
To help us all come together as the 12th Ram, we've created Ram Rules.
Follow these five rules to give our team dome field advantage.
Together as one, we can
come on,
do
Randy.
It.
We can do it! Ram Rule 1.
Third down and goal.
When the Rams offense is at work at the line.
Shh. Oh, for heaven's sake.
Ram Rule 2. Shout
it out. He's got a first down.
Every first down for the Rams, our announcer says, St. Louis, you scream.
First down.
I'm not
Ram
doing that.
Rule 3.
On third down, let's help our Rams by making some noise!
Yeah! Yeah! I wouldn't have thought of that.
You.
Wouldn't have dawned on me.
Ram Rule 4.
He goes down and get it in trouble, sack.
Every time we get to the quarterback, I want to hear you yell, sack!
Nobody's yelling sack.
That was my favorite Ram Rule.
Ram Rule 5.
Reminds me of Zach.
Josh Brown to kick it off.
Leading up to every kickoff, let's slow clap it out.
Nobody does that. There's not a football game in America where anybody does that.
Well, had we done it.
And we're not doing it.
Had we done it, they would have stayed.
I agree.
What do you think thought that up?
You could look at
that was a demo off. That had to be a demo.
You could look at stadium financing. You could look at the NFL wanting a team in Los Angeles as to why the team moved. You could look at their dirty pool. Sure, they may be there. But had we slow-clapped it out like they asked, they'd still be here.
I agree with the cat on that. Doug, Sauce Toss is a way for our listeners to win tickets. Win tickets to the Winter Classic.
Oh.
Introducing the countdown to the Classic Sauce Toss Tournament presented by Bud Light, GFI Digital, and Petromart. Here is the deal, and pay attention if you would.
All right.
Sauce Toss is a hockey-style bags or washers game played with two people per team. There will be three free to enter qualifying rounds leading to one final double elimination tournament where the winner takes home a pair of tickets to the Winter Classic on January 2nd at Busch Stadium. There are two ways to enter the Sauce Toss Finals. Donate $25 per player to the Frozen Cup organization, which helps local families that battle autism, or finish in the top two at one of the free qualifying events. The first qualifying event is hosted by Fox Sports Midwest Live at Ballpark Village tomorrow, starting at 6:30. The Blues game will be broadcast on the outdoor screen inside Busch 2 at the event. So come watch the Blues trounce the Flames and enter the Sauce Toss qualifier for a chance to win Winter Classic tickets. The finals will take place at Ballpark Village on December 17th. To sign up your team of two for the qualifier or donate to the Frozen Cup organization for a guaranteed spot in the finals, visit InsideSTL.com and click on the Sauce Toss link. There it is. Sauce Toss, your way to play to win tickets to the Winter Classic on January 2nd.
That's going to be awesome.
Gabe Bjarman at 8 o'clock. Terry Yake on the Blues and Flames both Saturday and tomorrow. That's coming your way at 9:15. And tickets to the Blues and Flames is our prize for the email of the day. So send your emails in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. The Blues, Enterprise Rent-A-Car, and the St. Louis Public Library have partnered for an exhibit to celebrate 50 years of Blues hockey called 50 Years of Blood, Sweat, and Cheers, a tribute to the St. Louis Blues and their fans. The exhibit will run from December 5th through March 4th at the Central Library on Alvarez Street. Blues are asking for fans to be a part of the exhibit by loaning or donating memorabilia to be placed and displayed, especially items from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Memorabilia can be dropped off at the library administration office from now until November 4th. For more information, email editor@slpl.org. slpl.org. Get involved in the program by calling in, by texting in, 855-CUB-TALK. Yeah, Mike.
Oh.
Oh, hello, Mike.
I can't wait Friday.
What's coming up Friday?
Well, I'm going to celebrate birthday party earlier. Hannah can be there.
Ooh.
Who is?
Hannah.
Hannah. Hannah's yeah. going to your birthday. Are you sure about that?
Yeah.
Yep, I'm going to celebrate birthday earlier.
All right, why so early this year?
I'm going to be there, too. And what? I'm going to dance with Hannah, eat with Hannah.
You're going to celebrate the party with Hannah.
Yeah.
Huh.
And
is she aware of this?
It's your radio station.
You're going to come to the station to celebrate it?
Yeah, this Friday.
Very nice.
All right.
Yeah, I'm going to try to have Penny come. If she don't want to come, fine with me. I'm going to have fun with Hannah.
Okay, easy. Well, turn your back on Penny.
Yeah,
Don't turn your back on Penny.
Hannah dancing with Hannah.
Hannah.
And is she aware of this?
Hannah, you're aware of station, dummy.
Oh, I know, but I just wonder, you say you're going to celebrate with her. I just wonder if she is aware that she is going to be celebrating it with you.
I'm not kidding you. It's Friday.
Yeah, you sound
not kidding. Man.
How old are you now, Mike? How old a gentleman are you?
I'll be 48.
All right.
48 then. Bills.
All right.
Why not? I'm in love with Hannah.
You are?
Is she in love with you?
She told me she said she liked me better.
Well, I don't know.
She likes you better than what?
Big Al. I asked her, say, who you like, Tim Buffet or Larry? She said me.
Yeah.
Tim?
Tim Pause Perfect. Yeah. Do you like Tim Buffet or Larry? Who do you like better, Mike, Tim Buffet or Larry?
I asked her that.
I understand, but who do you like better? Who do you like better, Tim Buffet or Larry?
I don't know.
Okay.
Well, let me ask you this. If you had to marry either Penny or Hannah, who do you think you would marry?
I like Hannah better.
How's Penny supposed to take that?
And Penny said she never leave me.
So how's she going to take that, hearing you say something like this?
I don't know.
Yeah. Well, you don't really care either, do you?
That's gangster, man. That's gangster.
Yeah, I can't wait Friday. I'm going to have fun Friday.
Yep.
Yeah. I will be there. So I hope you got to be there, too.
Yeah, I'm going to be there.
Where did you say the party was exactly?
Michael McDonald.
It's at the station?
Your radio station going to be there. I will be there.
Yeah, I'm going to be there. Up and over. Anything for Doug?
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
I drink Starbucks coffee.
Well, did you really? Little pick-me-up this morning? Doug, yeah.
How come you dancing with that guy and see a peanut?
I didn't dance with anybody for peanuts.
I said, how come you dance with guys play with peanut girl, guy peanut?
I don't know.
Where are we going?
I don't eat
peanuts.
Yeah.
Hey, Doug.
Yeah.
How come you dance with guys kiss the guy ass?
Put him down! Put him down! Put him down!
It was a slow-developing play.
Mike Lee has been suspended. He's been suspended a period of 2 days' time, and his name is going into the leather-bound, and it's handsome, suspension log. You're sponsored by Llewellyn. 6 locations. There's one near you.
Guys, isn't it weird? Does it seem like it's always Mike Lee's birthday? Thank you. It does
roll around frequently.
Yeah. Guys, is Mike saying Hanner, like JFK's Cape Cod accent? Some goat boy.
I didn't really understand the whole Starbucks thing. I don't.
Makes his ass sexy.
Is there some party here on Friesbin?
I'm going to be out of town, so if it is, I didn't get invited.
Can I be out of town also?
Yeah, what do you got going on?
I'll be here.
Find something.
I come in at 7. I'll try to get here around 6. Maybe I can get some fun with audio, maybe talk to Mike Lee and have him do some nunchuck routines for his birthday and see if I can see any groping of Hannah, because, you know,
that will potentially be happening,
Doug.
So no, well,
I'll
you
keep
can't,
you posted.
You can't let it happen.
Yeah, we don't want that. Guys, driving down 364, made eye contact with the hot guy as he was passing by me. How do I signal, hey, let's hit the baby changing station at the nearest gas station? Doug could use some advice. That's from Bo.
I wouldn't have any experience in that whatsoever. But why would it have to be a baby changing station?
Because it's sturdy and allows better bottoming.
Ask
a question, get an answer,
you don't
and complain.
Get on it, do they?
Yeah, of course they do. The bottom does.
A baby.
The bottom does. Not both guys. That'd be weird.
What's your favorite locale?
I don't have a favorite locale.
Oh, it seemed like you did.
Strangers on the highway.
Seemed like you're like. Seems like a good plan. I do question that one aspect.
I've been heterosexual all my life, but this guy lured me here. Oops, I guess I'm gay now. See, that was taken out of context.
Oops. I like that, Doug. I like you, Doug.
Well, that was taken out of context as I related the story of the guy who got caught.
Hey, Tim, how long are you going to be gone? I need to know how long I should schedule my vacation. Thanks. It's from Manchild 79. Doug, it's just a weekend trip. That's all it is. Just a weekend.
Just a real quick little get out of town.
Quick hit. That's right. Well, we're doing TMA Live at the Post on this Thursday. Mm-hmm. And we invite all of our listeners to come and hang out and enjoy some fellowship, some libations, and those delicious cheesesteaks they have at the Post. Yeah. And watch us conduct a little radio program.
Oh.
And then that means we get to sleep in on Friesbin. So I'm going to use that to get out of town a little early on Friday. Ideally land in Las Vegas around 12:30 and head right to the golf course if I have my druthers. I don't know, though. That's the plan. I'll fly back on Monday.
What do you mean you don't know?
Well, because you never know if you'll land on time. That's all. I mean, assuming I will.
Oh.
I got to run my laptop this time.
This is Friesbin?
Friesbin.
Now, do you have to get a tee time well in advance out there?
Yeah, probably should. Where should I play?
I don't have any
idea. Why don't you come with?
Don't say come with.
What?
I already have plans with Lady Journalism.
That's awesome.
Now, what's around the golf cost out there? A couple $100?
No. I think everything I paid for was right around 100, give or take. There's some nice courses, too.
18 holes for $100?
TPC Las Vegas, solid. Bear's Best, solid.
They give a Broadcast Hero discount, which is pretty substantial.
Probably.
What is that, 70% off?
70% off. That's correct.
Now, when you're in Vegas, do you spot celebrities sometime just on vacation there as well?
I remember I was walking through the lobby of the hotel we always stay, and I saw the great Jim Plunkett.
Oh, did you?
Yeah.
His helmet never fit just right.
And Anna Marie and I ran into Jerry Rice, and I said to her, hey, there's the goat.
Okay.
And moments later, I think a lot of people would say, greatest of all time football player. Some would say others.
Wide receiver, certainly.
But a lot of people, I think when ESPN did like that SportsCenter, I think he was number one.
Well, I'll tell you what, let's let me decide who's number one.
Who do you have, Drew Bennett?
I would say Jim Brown was the best I ever saw.
Short career, though, Doug.
Well, 7 or 8 years, yeah.
So
Howard Twilley on the list?
No.
But moments later that evening, the GOAT in boxing passed away. And I thought, what are the chances? The night we see the GOAT, get a picture with him, number 80, Muhammad Ali passed away. What are the chances? And then what, you could say this year the GOAT in golf passed away. I guess people would say the GOAT in hockey is probably 99, but pre-99, Gordie Howe passed away.
Well, you're the St. Louis GOAT.
And Babe Ruth died just like 70 years ago.
So when you think about all these things,
you really start to line up. It's kind of eerie.
Guys, I swear the kid who is always high just encouraged the groping of the only talent on air who is female outside of Roderick. Thanks, Justin in Columbia Destruct.
No, I didn't. I said it probably will happen. I didn't condone anything. As head of HR, I looked into the tapes and I did not say anything damning.
This poor woman has a bullseye on her by being the only woman at the station.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And we don't even have enough parking places for the lawyers who are coming to line up to join in the litigation.
I feel bad for her because she seems nice.
And she wants nothing to do with it.
Hands off.
But not like in a mean way, like she gets pissy about it, but it's just not what she's doing. Like I said, the analogy is the same. Frank works at the station as well. I recognize Frank would prefer not to play in the reindeer games, so we don't have Frank in the reindeer games. Here we have an unwilling participant because a gentleman who calls in quite a bit and also Iggy have given her a massage all within the last 10 days.
Now, Frank, every once in a while on the air, he doesn't actively participate in the reindeer games, but he will sometimes go off script, make a little mistake.
I don't know that we have any examples of that.
Oh, gosh, that's sick. I'm thinking of Rennie right now.
Oh, well, maybe.
So Rennie's doing news now.
Yeah, he's going to do morning news.
He was up this morning tweeting about it. He showed a picture of the clock at 4:45, and he says, I've already been at work for 2 hours.
I saw there. Boy, there's a life change.
So who's going to be the sports anchor?
I assume Frank.
Yeah.
Boy, that's a major change, though, to work till 11 o'clock every night of your adult life, and then all of a sudden, now we need you to go to bed at 6:30 so that you can get up at 2 in the morning.
God.
But he doesn't have to travel, I assume. That's good.
I don't know. You'd have to ask him then.
Well, I will. He's a good sort.
Yes, he is. A very good guy. Yeah.
Hey. Hey.
Now, when you say stuff like that to your wife, like you said that you were in Vegas and you said, hey, yo, it's go.
Right.
Does she go, shut up?
Something like, you're so annoying, you're such a dork, something like that. That's usually kind of the way the conversation goes. But can the listeners even imagine that?
And then do you shout her down?
I said, what are you talking about, woman?
That's better.
Yeah. It's a tribute to Gary Coleman.
Well, discipline is the thing.
Because I'll say stuff like that I think's funny to my wife sometimes, and she usually doesn't care for it at all. At all.
Don't say at all.
Dave Attell.
No, yeah, they're definitely in charge in most relationships.
Hey, Tim, I say, hey, to my bae, too. That's from Manchild, 79. I'm a big
Just to catch your attention?
Well.
Hey. That'll do it.
I try to get my son to every once in a while show a little appreciation. I want him to say, thank you, Father, for the many blessings you bestow upon me.
Mm-hmm. And your son's British.
How's that working?
It never happens.
No.
He rolls his eyes.
Right, and says, puts out his hands, like, can I have $5?
He goes, no.
Right.
He likes to say that.
The engagement that I had on Saturday was a trivia night, and I don't like to do those things.
Why?
Because usually no one knows who I am. And
they don't let you wear jeans with holes in them, as I recall.
Do you remember that?
Of course.
That was like 12
I'm
years
ago. I'm
the
Buck Swope of this show.
You really are. But because I can't be myself.
Okay, that
most
didn't
of the time.
A bell.
No, I think that actually did deserve
I don't
a bell.
Think it did.
It was a self-ring, but it still deserved it. Hot shots, hot take bell. Because I can't be myself. And I've hosted these things, and I used to do them a lot for St. Louis U High. And it's not necessarily St. Louis U High people. They're like guys who I guess this is their thing. They go from trivia night to trivia night, and they take it really seriously.
Oh, yeah, there's some pros. You're asking questions you don't even know what it means, and they've got the answer
and
for
I'm
you.
And I'm just like, this is just, you know, you don't make any money off. It's my Saturday night. It's like, okay.
But it's for a good cause, though.
But I don't need to be, like, shouted down by, like, some 75-year-old dude who's pissed about a trivia question. I'm just reading these things. And then as the cat made reference to... I think it was 2004, so you're really going back on this.
I'm the Buck Swope of this show.
I guess so. But I hosted one, and I think it was at CBC as well, and I don't remember what the charity was for, but like a cousin of mine asked me to do it. So for family, for St. Louis U High, for St. Gabriel's, I'm in. Everything out, not interested. And a guy called in the following Monday to complain that my jeans had holes in them.
And where were the holes, Tim?
My special hole.
You asked.
I thought maybe the knees. I thought they would be in the knees.
Didn't need to ask. Didn't need to ask because everyone just assumed it was knees.
I was just trying to get a visual.
And so you open the door.
I have no holes.
She didn't have any holes in her jeans.
She should have emceed it.
Other people are blamed for the vileness on this show, but sometimes it's like you open the door. Oh, I didn't know vile was out there.
No, we don't make a lot of...
Come on in, vile.
This is a low-paying industry. Sometimes you have to wear your jeans for years on end.
Thank you, especially when you're from the South Side.
If there's a hole at the bottom, during the bell-bottom area or a section, you know, it wouldn't be that big of a deal. So that's where your hole...
Did you just say bell-bottoms are sexy?
Yeah. Oh, wow, man.
He did.
I had some bell bottoms in the 70s. I swear to God, the bottom of the pants was almost as wide as the waist.
It's hot, man.
And it was sexy.
It was stupid is what it was.
Yeah, but hot.
Well, it was easier to get your socks on.
Who wears coonskin boy panties?
Yeah, a guy called in that Monday and was chastised. And then the best thing is I actually knew who it was, but he thought he was disguising his voice. And it's like a guy I kind of knew.
Like your age group?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And he was upset that you had a hole in your special part.
Like,
of your...
I just did this thing for charity, of course, for free. It's a Saturday night, and I guess my jeans, I don't know. It's not like I carved out holes in my jeans. I guess they just, you know, you wear them for a while. You sometimes go, like, who gives a damn? What does it matter? And he was offended, you know.
In what way? Were you showing skin, Tim?
I guess so. I guess a little boy knee.
But this was before you had... established your greatness and the Lemmings jumped on board. Because I guarantee that guy would be like, in retrospect, I should have worn jeans with holes in the knees too.
Same place as his hole.
Doug.
Nicely done, Doug.
I did one of those trivia once and I read an answer that was either wrong or at least debatable. And a gentleman got up and bull rushed the stage and he was ready to drop the mittens with me.
What is the deal with these guys?
I don't know. Security guy had to come and escort him away.
I mean, it's the strangest thing. See, but anything, the thing on Saturday night was a great cause, and I was honored to do it because it was a gentleman who was a part of the Sigma Chi fraternity. I was the Rush chairman who signed him by the name of Josh Seidel. Couldn't be a better, call him a kid, but I suppose, you know, he's around my age, and he passed away 3 years ago tragically in an accident. But it was an incredible event, and it was at CBC as well. Josh went to CBC, and he went to the University of Missouri. He was a Sigma Chi, and a great guy, and I saw a lot of people who I hadn't seen in a while, and it was an outstanding event. What a tribute to him that 3 years after his passing, you still had, I think they had 600-plus people playing trivia. I mean, it was packed.
Thanks.
It was unbelievable.
That's a big social.
I saw Jamal Mares. He was there.
That's a big social thing for a lot of people. They bring their own little special food.
Oh, but this was, there was food was provided, and there were waiters, and, you know.
It is a fun night when you do that.
Well, that was great, but when it's like a bunch of, like, angry old dudes, like, bitching, because, I mean, I don't know, I didn't put these things together.
No, it wasn't you.
But anyway, let me tell you something. I have to tell you this. I don't know where it came from. I was talking to a few of me compadres. The tail. Holy moly. It was unbelievable. I don't know where they're hiding the rest of the year, but holy moly. It was unbelievable.
Maybe they heard you were emceeing, Tim.
Probably. That's probably it. It was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. And I guess it's like women, for the most part, in their 30s, maybe 40s, still taking care of themselves, maybe have a little bit of cash, and so they're you know, taking care of themselves. I couldn't believe what I was seeing. It
sounded
phenomenal.
Like it was unbelievable.
It was phenomenal.
Seeing.
A few of me compadres said, how about this? Picks? I said, where have they been hiding?
Any picks?
Might be on the maybe I can pull some.
Like you went in there,
I was only kidding.
You went in there a believer, but after you looked at them, it was unbelievable.
It was phenomenal.
So now you don't know what to think.
Phenomenal.
How
were
the How were the questions, Tim?
Good. It was really a well done trivia night. It was awesome. It was a great night. I'm very happy to do it. Previously, it's always usually been around our wedding anniversary, and we always go to where we got married in Sanibel. But it was in October this year, so I was able to do it. But they had Ann Allred MC at the first 2 years. And so this was a pretty drastic step down from a, you know, esteemed Villa grad to a thug from South St. Louis.
You probably turned him down right at the last minute.
And then they were like, we have nobody else.
Yeah, they said anybody. Get anybody.
And they thought they had booked Vaughn, but it was Tim. Like, we got that guy from Channel 4, you know, the guy who does the hockey stuff on the radio, Tim McKernan. Good enough.
Tim, I was out of town, so the tail likely flocked to you. That comes from 2 minutes for tripping.
Probably so.
Guys, the trivia buffs are the same guys who cheat at the charity golf scrambles.
Yeah, people
I never
take
get that,
that
one
very
either.
Serious.
I can't believe people would cheat at a charity golf tournament. Now, I'm not saying people cheat at trivia, although I guess that can go on, too.
Of course they can. They can use their phones when they're not.
Right.
I think I've seen that.
People generally cheat all the time when they play golf. People don't play by the real rules. Most
but like,
people.
But like saying you got a 4 instead of a 5 at a charity golf tournament, like you would do that?
Well, they would just keep
like if
the putt.
Like if somebody in my foursome did that, I'd go, what a jackass!
I think instead they just keep trying to sink the putt until they make it. They made
I,
out of bottom.
Honestly, in all the times I've played, I've never been a part of a group that's done that for real. Like, who gives a damn? You know, like to cheat in a charity golf tournament. What a weird thing!
Yeah.
Tim, were there any gay dads there? Thanks, Steve Wildwood. I don't know.
Did you explore that at all?
But no, but let me tell you something. The tail was unbelievable. It was unbelievable. It was unreal. It's like being in L.A. It was nuts. It was great to see.
What part of town was it?
Restored my faith in the community.
What part of town were you in, Tim?
CBC. So town and country?
Well, that's a high dollar area right there.
Well, I'm a high dollar host.
Yeah.
I live right on the border of town and country. Thank you, Tim.
Oh, wow.
Guys, is that John Kelly or Timothy Michael McKernan? Unbelievable!
So you had a good time at this trivia thing.
It was a great night. And I tip my cap to all the people there and the Seidel family and everybody involved on it because he was an incredible, incredible man and a tragic passing. But the fact that that many people show up, 600 people to play trivia? I think it might be.
That's a lot.
I mean, and then the money they've raised hundreds of thousands of dollars, and I'm a great, great guy, and I'm so happy. That
it is a fun thing to do, to play those trivia things.
It is.
Although you find either you know the answer absolutely or you have no clue whatsoever.
Except if you're playing, and if it's not just sports trivia, it's general trivia, then people you're with expect you to know every sports
question.
Everything,
yeah. I played in the one at, they used to have just a sports trivia thing at St. Peter's Grade School in Kirkwood. One year I won it with my group, and everyone said, that's not fair, he's in the business. The next year I went, we were like fifth, and everyone's saying, what an idiot, he's in sports, and they can't win. I give up.
Yeah, that's the move. Doug, email in the morning after at InsideSTL.com. Two tickets, the Blues and Flames, the prize for our email of the day. Don't forget, Bomber O'Brien's a great spot to have your happy hour. Bomber O'Brien's on the south side dirty. Bomber O'Brien's a sponsor of the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Gabe DeArmond is going to be joining us on the other side of the commercial break. Brought to you by Bud Light. We're going to relive Missouri's win over Middle Tennessee.
They got whooped. They got clipped.
Colonel was having fun on Twitter this weekend. I feel bad. And then I noticed that the guys that he, quote, retweets are guys I've already blocked.
Mm-hmm.
So that's a good tell on their status.
Yeah.
All right, we got a break. Colonel next. It's Ryan Kelly Morning After.